Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, as read by Alex Wilson. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. And here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover, a savage place, as holy and enchanted as ever beneath a waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if this earth in fast, thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose swift, half-intermitted burst, huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail, and mid these dancing rocks at once and ever it flung up momently the sacred river. 5 miles meandering with a mazy motion through wood and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man, and sank in tumult to a lifeless ocean. And mid this tumult, Kubla heard from far ancestral voices prophesying war. The shadow of the dome of pleasure floated midway on the waves, where was heard the mingled measure from the fountain and the caves. It was a miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw. It was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Abora. Could I revive within me her symphony and song, to such a deep delight 'twould win me that with music loud and long I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice, and all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, "Beware, beware his flashing eyes, his floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honey-dew hath fed and drunk the milk of paradise." The Pains of Sleep by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, as read by Alex Wilson. Ere on my bed my limbs I lay. It hath not been my use to pray with moving lips or bended knees, but silently, by slow degrees, my spirit I to love compose in humble trust, mine eyelids close with reverential resignation. No wish conceived, no thought expressed, only a sense of supplication, a sense over all my soul impressed, that I am weak, yet not unblessed, since in me, round me, everywhere, eternal strength and wisdom are. But yesternight I prayed aloud, in anguish and in agony, upstarting from the fiendish crowd of shapes and thoughts that tortured me, a lurid light, a trampling throng, sense of intolerable wrong, and whom I scorned, those only strong, thirst of revenge, the powerless will still baffled, and yet burning still. desire with loathing strangely mixed on wild or hateful objects fixed. Fantastic passions, maddening brawl and shame, and terror over all. Deeds to be hid, which were not hid, which all confused, I could not know whether I suffered or I did. For all seemed guilt, remorse or woe, my own or others still the same, life-stifling fear, soul-stifling shame. So 2 nights passed. The night's dismay saddened and stunned the coming day. Sleep, the wide blessing, seemed to me distemper's worst calamity. The third night, when my own loud scream had waked me from the fiendish dream, overcome with sufferings strange and wild, I wept as I had been a child. And having thus by tears subdued my anguish to a milder mood, such punishments I said were due to nature's deepliest stained with sin. For I, in tempesting anew the unfathomable hell within, the horror of their deeds to view, to know and loathe, yet wish and do. Such griefs with such men well agree, but wherefore fall on me? To be beloved is all I need, and whom I love indeed. This recording was produced by Telltale Weekly.